This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today flagged off India's first hydrogen-powered train between Jind and Sonipat at Jind Railway Station in Haryana. The launch of the first hydrogen-powered train marks an important step towards the adoption of clean and sustainable mobility in the railway sector. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also dedicated to the nation as well as laid the foundation stone of national highway projects worth over 12,470 crore rupees in Haryana. Mr. Modi dedicated the 157-kilometer-long Delhi-Amritsar-Katra expressway. The Greenfield Corridor forms part of the 667-kilometer Delhi-Amritsar-Katra expressway. The expressway will reduce travel time between Delhi and Katra from nearly 14 hours to about 6 hours, while cutting the Delhi-Amritsar journey from about 8 hours to 4 hours. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi said, over the past 12 years, Indian Railway has witnessed major transformation. He noted that Haryana has witnessed a new phase of development in recent years and has moved forward on the path of progress. Mr. Modi added that the launch of the country's first hydrogen train has given Jind a special place in India's history.
Aaj Bharatiya Rail ne bhi 21vi sadi ki is technology mein ek bada step liya hai. आज जिंद से सोनीपत के बीच हाइड्रोजन ट्रेन चली है अब ये सफर 90 किलोमीटर का है हम इस पर रिसर्च करते रहेंगे लागत कम कैसे हो इसका तरीका ढूंढते रहेंगे एफिशिएंसी कैसे बढ़े इस पर काम करते रहेंगे और बड़ी जांच पड़ताल करते करते एक के बाद एक कदम उठाते जाएंगे.
Speaking on the occasion, Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav termed the launch of India's first hydrogen-powered train as a historic achievement in the country's technological advancement. He noted that this milestone is the result of a strong national resolve to develop indigenous hydrogen technology. Mr. Vaishnav emphasized that the train is completely environment-friendly with no requirement for diesel or petrol.
इसका सबसे बड़ा बेनिफिट ये होगा कि इस टेक्नोलॉजी को अब और दूसरे सेक्टर्स में भी यूज किया जा सकता है फॉर एग्जांपल ट्रक इन कार्स इन स्मॉल फिशिंग बोट्स इट कैन बी यूज्ड इन लार्ज माइनिंग ट्रक्स माइनिंग इक्विपमेंट इट कैन बी यूज्ड इन डिफेंस आल्सो सो नाउ वी कैन बेसिकली यूज दिस टेक्नोलॉजी इन मल्टीपल सेक्टर्स विदाउट डिपेंडिंग अपॉन एनीबॉडी.
Prime Minister Modi will visit Jalandhar in Punjab this afternoon, where he will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of rail and road infrastructure projects worth over 5,470 crore rupees. Our correspondent reports that these projects are aimed at strengthening connectivity, improving passenger convenience and accelerating economic development in the region. The Directorate General of Maritime Administration has directed ship owners, ship managers and recruitment and placement service license companies to avoid deploying Indian seafarers on vessels undertaking voyages through the Strait of Hormuz until further orders. The Maritime Administration has issued an advisory on precautionary measures for the safety and security of Indian seafarers in view of the heightened security situation in the Gulf region. The government has convened a meeting with the floor leaders of political parties in the parliament this Sunday, ahead of the upcoming monsoon session of parliament. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both houses of parliament. The monsoon session will commence from the 20th of this month and continue till the 13th of next month. During the session, several important legislations are scheduled to be taken up for discussion and passage. The Gujarat Anti-Terrorist Squad, ATS, has arrested 5 persons in connection with its probe into a terror module of the Pakistan-based Jaish-e-Mohammed outfit. The arrested persons were identified as Bilal Abid Bhai Shera, Mohammed Ayub Kadiwala, Mohammed Palanpuri alias Khali Ayub Sansara, Shafia Rais Mukti and Mohammed Hassan Kardia. The European Union has expressed serious concern over the human rights situation in Pakistan. It has warned that Pakistan's continued access to trade benefits under the Generalized Scheme of Preferences Plus or GSP Plus will depend on its compliance with international commitments under the revised GSP framework from 2027. And with that, we end this news bulletin.